hope that God would bless us for just a moment of time. We're gathered here in the hopes of the better resurrection that the Bible speaks of. If it wasn't for the resurrection, why, we might as well be on the creek bank of fishing somewhere or something like that. But God has revealed this to us through His Word and through His Spirit, and the Spirit bears witness with the Word that God is a sovereign and a holy God, and God just will not tolerate sin. For God to be just and to be holy, every sin and every transgression, the Bible tells us, must receive that just recompense of reward. For God to be just, he can't just put sin away without there being a price paid for it. And the price for sin was death. And death came into the world because of sin, the Bible tells us. And yet we have eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. For God in His wisdom, He laid out the plan of salvation, that God can be just and still the justifier of our souls, because that Jesus came and paid that price for us. He came and He was God, and yet He was man, and He came down here and He took upon Himself a body of flesh, and He walked upon this earth for 30 some years. I can't figure out just the days, and some men may be able to do that, but it doesn't matter anyway, that He came and that He died upon an old rugged cross, that He that was without sin was made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. And now, how righteous is God? God is perfectly righteous, brethren, and we are made the righteousness of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. When we believe and trust in Him, we have the imputed righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ, and our sins, they are laid upon Jesus, and He didn't have to die upon that cross to be the Son of God. He could have called to His Father, and His Father would have brought Him down from the cross. I believe as He hung there, He said, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me? God, I believe that He stood ready to bring Him down from the cross. He said, I could have called to my Father, and He would have sent me 12 legions of angels. But then what would you and I have done? You see, the sin must receive that just recompense of reward, which was death. And He that knew no sin was made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. And so Jesus, I had kind of a vision or a dream or whatever you might call it. One morning about 4 o'clock, I'd got up early, and I was thinking about these things, and it seemed like a vision come to my mind of Jesus hanging there upon the cross, and oh, the bruises upon His face, and marred his countenance more than any man, the Bible tells us. And I thought to myself, take him down from the cross. And the next thought that come to my mind, He looked at me and He said, and what will you do? And I sat there and I cried for an hour, because I realized that if He'd have come down from the cross, there wouldn't have been no hope for me. There wouldn't have been no hope for you. There been no hope for mankind. God could have just wiped it all out and started all over. God has that prerogative. He created this whole world and everything that's in it. And He could have just, but He had mercy upon us, and mercy met justice in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. He can still be merciful to our unrighteousness, and yet be just through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He promised that whosoever would believe upon Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And that's the message that we have to bring today, that Jesus is life, and in him is light, and there's power in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
The Bible tells us that in that day that there shall be a fountain opened in the house of David for sin and uncleanness. And it'll be for the inhabitants, for David's family and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And I believe that represents the two covenants, the law covenant and the grace covenant. I believe that each one that's here today, we're living in Jerusalem right here, brethren, on this earth. But there's a new Jerusalem, the Bible says, coming down from God out of heaven. And I'm looking for that day. We'll be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and there shall we ever be with the Lord. There's so much upon my mind, but I want to leave the time for these brothers. They've come a long way, and so we'll go to prayer at this time. If someone has a prayer request, you can let it be known at this time.